This is Low Moon Uprising, and the story continues.
Jake sees a crate marked with a coat of arms. In this dim light, it's hard to read what the coat of arms says. So it has four symbols on it. Two of them are pretty evident. One is like a couple of raised corn stalks, and another is a griffin's head with upraised claw. If you would like a heraldry check, you might be able to get something on it. 19. So, let's see. Okay, so what is your intelligence now? Okay. So the only thing you can think is maybe that you think you have seen that griffin symbol before. Not necessarily as part of a four-piece coat of arms, but as part of a like a knightly order or something, a Helmata Greyhawk. But what you're seeing is not ring true to be any particular person or order. Probably. Yeah, you might be flying an edge up, pop up with him, so you are usually can always like pawn a back shot after it. A bit stretched for you to feel like it's discourteous, so I think you'll be comfortable. Okay, so yeah, you're able to do that with relative ease. You pry open the wood. What you find inside is basically little strips of wood packing. And clearly something is probably in the crate, or at least all the packing is still there. You'd either have to take more of the lid off to get a bigger opening to look inside with the dim light that you have, or you have to reach inside and see what you feel, or something like that. Basically, magical swords, even the best of magical swords, put off light equivalent to a candle. And it's not a lot. It's plenty to see in the dark, but it's not. Okay. It is bright in the basement now.
Leon is blinded. Everybody else is blinded.
Roll a d6. Guarding. Yeah, it takes you about 6 seconds to be able to see normally after it becomes daylight and all of a sudden. Now you can very clearly see a wide variety of things in the basement. Even the nooks and crannies are pretty well lit. There are no shadows whatsoever inside.
Not being seen. What's that? What happened?
Stro doesn't answer. Apparently no one answered. They didn't answer.
Gosh!
Could you look around? After I look at something, I'm going to answer something.
Okay, it gets dark again. Alright, anyway, it appears to be a large bronze bust. Like a statue of a person from the chest up, their head, their shoulders. Can't really, without getting a good look at it, know who it might be, or if there's a paper in there saying, or if it's maybe written on the bottom or something, but it is of an older man, partially bald. Okay. Alright, meanwhile, outside, communicating with the crows continues to be murder.
I'm sure part of outside became daylight at some point.
Yeah, so, yeah, probably at least as far as the alcove and just outside. So it does get very dark in the area of the basement. I'm trying to look for any additional information from the crows. Okay, so basically after navigating the narrow pathways of crow idioms, you determine that the woman is a friend, the lady is a friend, and the best you can understand that they are keeping a watch on the lady's murder for her. By now you're starting to think that they're using murder as a family or a gang or a guild or something like that, a group of connected beings. When the daylight, bright light comes up from inside, the crows that were near the opening retreat back up onto their side.
And once that happens, I'll pull out monitors and piece of bread out of it. It's probably more dense bread, but I imagine I'll still tear it up and throw a handful of it over.
Alright.
Roll it this way if you would.
I want to kind of also survey and periodically be popping up looking over the front of the house too.
So the peak is down the middle. So even when you're on the left side, you can see all the way to the front, right? There would be a little more shadow on the right from the view blocking the view. But
I just want to look up over the other side.
Keeping a view in every
direction.
Focusing
on the back and the cellar, but what am I rolling? Survey. Two. Okay.
Yeah,
you're around.
All right. So you see a wagon come onto the roads, pulled by two large horses. So it's on the same road that you came in. And it stops about a couple hundred yards away. And there's a driver and a second person. And they are definitely sitting there looking in this general direction.
Am I kind of shadowed or blocked from view in some way?
You could be on the other side of the peak of the roof. Choose to be because they're in. So they're here. The peak of the roof runs here. If you go to this side, there's
what you see. My wild shape is that head gone.
So you have the choice of resources. Tim, whatever you choose, your spells. So normally it's dawn.
I will.
And then you can change it at the table.
Stay on the back part of the planet. I'm still up with the roof, but I poke my head just over or something. See if they're coming this way.
Half or so of the crows take flight from the carriage house roof. They fly in the general direction. Sloppy and kind of left and right all over the place. Then it lands on the rubble for a second, then takes off again. Bank in the direction of the switch places. They don't see, they didn't see who would respond to the change at all. You can still speak crow, even as a hawk for the duration of the spell. Which isn't crow.
Still a
hawk. Right, I was just saying you could still talk to them. Okay?
Watch them go.
Yeah. So there's about eight on the roof and seven that flew away.
I won't take
anything as long as I'm going to watch. Okay. The fiancé is a large, shiny granite slab, big enough to be a large gravestone. Jake sees an open crate full of saws. At this point, you're thinking, what's in the basement? It's probably not really interesting. It's a wide variety of stuff, but basically not worth worrying about. It is the size of the basement is the size of the house, so the only place that you would expect is if somebody dug into walls or made a trapdoor to go down further or something like that, and you're not seeing anything like that, you have not physically searched the walls. There also could be an opening, like something stored under the stairs, because they have their own. They stand out from the wall. Okay. So checking under the stairs, there is an empty space there. There is a staff standing in the back corner of the empty space. And then there is what appears to be a cape laying piled up on the floor. It looks like it might have been hanging on the staff at one point, but it's actually laying piled up on the floor at the base of the staff. Okay. The cape and the staff are both registering as magical. As you scan throughout the room, You see like three other areas where faint magic is shining. None of them are distinct, like it's not like a sword sticking up or it's not a broom handle specifically. Two of them look like they're contained in something else, crates or boxes or something. And then one is just so far across the room and it's low, so it's a bunch of stuff. So you'd have to go over and look and see what it might be. The cape and the staff are both detecting as magical.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he will check the other magical
thing. Okay, right. So you find that one of the magic items is a saw. It was in the crate of saws. It's easily distinguishable. It's the one that's glowing. One of the magic items is a small broom, like a whisk broom. It's about 10 inches tall, 4 inches wide, made of high-quality straw. Also easily distinguishable from its surroundings because it is glowing. The far one back in the corner turns out to be a dagger and a scabbard. It was sitting in a crate of blacksmithing tools. A couple hammers, tongs, heavy leather gloves, and then the dagger and scabbard was in the box with that.
Dan, let me know when I can go in that room.
Absolutely. You can go in there now. He's wandering around.
Anything? Where's the guy?
I'll follow him in.
Find a couple of magical items.
There's nothing here, Stro says. The place is deserted. Stuff of value, perhaps, but...
You checked the barrel?
No red wizard.
Well, then we were either sent here as a trap, or there's another port to this basement.
Do you have detect secret door?
Could it be that he is in another basement? She said, could it be that he is in another basement?
Yeah, I mean, well, he gave the specific address.
We don't know of anything specifically on this person that I could locate, do we?
Of course not. No, I have no idea this guy is. But now that I think about it, it is kind of odd that he was kidnapped from his home and brought here, and he knows the specific address.
Perhaps this is his home.
It said taken from home.
I think he was taken from here. That would explain why he's not here.
That's how much David was here.
If he doesn't know where he is.
Well, that's what I said, but I
perhaps
said
he was
convinced. Capture basement, take from my house, 22340 Brook Broad. Help.
Was it supposed to be take from me?
Taken from my house?
Yeah. Okay, so I suggest we gather...
I'm going to start using it. I'm good with pens.
I suggest we gather the staff and the robe to bring to him, specifically. Otherwise, we check the rest of the house for clues and get going.
You have a locate object? I mean,
it is a key.
It's still a small chance of one, but...
And that could locate him, or perhaps his obnoxious coat.
I could send to him again, but that's 10 minutes.
Well, we do know that we're looking for the Capsar Guild. We're looking for the Capsar Guild. That's who took him. The note from the outhouse
that
says that Dural is after him working with the Capsar Guild. And he was tipped off by a person initialed H. Oh, also, I found this stamp. It had a C, a special C on it. I assume it's the Capsar.
I'll examine the stamp.
I'm not going to let up y'all from chasing.
So it's a seal, the kind of thing you would use on a letter or to seal an envelope. And press it into wax. It's a stylized C. Would be for the last name of Capsar, if that is the last name. Okay. Big, heavy stone place where you'd put your body if you were dead. It's not hollow. It doesn't ring at all. It's solid stone.
I can make a 5-foot hole in the surface. Is there anywhere you think there might be a false wall? Or...
Nothing obvious. Sure, maybe. If I combed place, I might have a chance.
Looked like that cellar door hadn't been open in a long time. So maybe he was taken from here.
If he was taken from here, there could be signs upstairs, signs of the struggle, blood.
All right, let's check upstairs, see if there's anything there.
Is there a way to get upstairs from the basement?
Yeah, there's upstairs.
Single flight of stairs. All
right, let's go.
Theon also wants to grab the saw.
The magic saw. Okay. The magic saw, a cape, staff, dagger, and axe.
There was a tool hanging here.
Can you take the broom?
It's missing.
Okay.
Kidnapped him with him. So there's a dagger.
Yes, there was a dagger in his cape. Magic.
So I'll grab the dagger. I was going to see if I could get the dagger because I only have one.
As far as I'm aware, you don't know the dagger exists unless you come after.
He was in the room. He would—I mean, he wouldn't know what it was necessarily, but you did see you pick something. But you wouldn't know the dagger. He was a prostitute in a mess. But he did definitely get a saw. That was close to you when he picked up the saw.
Oh, double specialized.
And probably the whisk broom.
Double specialized saw.
Specialize
in giant
tongs. Okay. What are we doing? We're running out of time.
Hey, we're going upstairs.
Up the stairs.
Alright, in order the way you came out. Right. So, Pam first, then Jake, then
sure.
Stro, yep. Brunson, and Xavier. Alright. I assume you didn't have any way to alert them that you were foraying.
No,
I'm furious hawk battle cry.
Yeah, I mean, I guess I'll give a hawk cry before I go, but after that, this one means.
Okay.
Cree.
For what?
He said we should come up with coordination signals for this party. Microphones are chaotic for that. We'd come up with them and never use them.
So you have some who would never use them. You know, some would forget what they mean. Some would misinterpret them.
Interested in giving financially to Low Moon and support the campaign? Text LMGIVE, that's LM Give, to 419-419-0095.
Long story short, upstairs you find a fairly normal house. I was going to keep you in suspense as long as I possibly could, but I'm getting tired of it now. So here we go. There is the evidence of a struggle. There is a living chamber that's basically like a living room. It has a couch, has a chair, has a stand in front of the window. The back door is locked, the front door is open. The rug near the front door is kind of rumpled up a little bit, and there's some blood on the floor there, and on the rug there, between the rug and the main rug, and then on the rug that sits under the couch. So it's clear that there was a struggle in this room.
Would blood of a person help in a locate object?
It could. I mean, again, you can look at objects on almost anything, but the chance is like 3%. So,
I understand that.
Yeah, it would maybe increase it a little. Wouldn't be substantial.
Oh, okay.
Not unless you have... You need to know something that he owns, ideally, would be.
The rest of his blood?
Which is why it could help if he bled on the floor there, too, for example. The blood, when it's not part of it anymore, it becomes an inanimate object. So then you could do blood. It's not going to make the chance 20%, for example. It's going to be more like 5 or 10. What's my point?
Nothing.
The rope holding the guy that I was talking to gave
a message for the sending.
Again, very low chance, but possible. Okay? Alright, so it does take you several moments, 5 or 10, to everybody navigate the stairs, check the house. There's a bedroom, there's a kitchen, there's a front room. There is little of any value left in the house. You see that there is a jar that was in the cupboard that is broken. So you're pretty sure probably they took anything of value that they could find. Fortunately, they did not find the cape or the staff. or the dagger, or the saw, or the whisk broom. So, they didn't take those things, apparently. Okay. The only thing that is of interest to you is next to the bed. Again, this is 5 or 10 minutes later, right? Next to the bed, on a stand, there is a black etched mark that basically looks like a landa, if you're familiar with that. So it's like a teepee, but then it extends more at the top. Like this, and then it goes up like that. Okay, you can look it up if you want.
Okay, do I think it's a rune, or a rune of power, or is it like a calling card?
Probably a calling card or something like that. It's new. It was etched, burnt in with something hot, probably, and it was done within the last day or two. Because still there's a little bit of flaky wood there you can break off. Not hot anymore, but somebody marked the stand. It was probably somebody that wanted to leave a notice for somebody, or somebody who's just insanely arrogant. Something like that. So you have several clues that you could track down a little bit. You have the lambda, you have the name that was in the note, you have what else? You have something else. You have the seal.
Yeah.
So there's some things that you could do some research on. You've got about 12 hours before most of you are slated to begin your training.
We have to fully rest it.
Not necessarily fully rest it. You wouldn't be able to memorize spells. But you need to be rested. I mean, you can't be falling asleep during your training, obviously.
So we got about 11 hours plus an
hour. Then you would be fully rested, yes. Okay.
Most of us.
So what are we doing?
I will go and contact some people that I think might know something about this in the guild. Suggest we prepare ourselves. If you have any other means of gathering such information, I would do so. It seems that this conflict is magical in nature. Dear Jerum, or whatever his name was from the note, is perhaps related to Diem. See if maybe anyone around the mage guild knows anything about them. Otherwise, be on your guard. I'll stay in the inn. I don't know. I mean, well, you guys should stay in the inn, and I will meet you there when I learn more. Or they'll return there. I mean, there's only so much we can do in the next 4 hours, but.
So,
we
can meet tomorrow after everyone's day of rain, I guess.
We have 12 hours.
We have 12 hours. Can't just let this go. Is Jake's half-brother? Pretty sure Jake would have something to say that.
Not to mention that his cloning slash imposter told us that they intended to kill him.
He was clearly trying to lead us to an ambush.
An attempt on my life would put a damper on my brain, of which I have quite a lot to
believe. So it's even if the threat is real. Does this mean I really have a half-brother?
We don't know, Jake. Go to the guild now, they'll be active. I'll find some information and I'll return to the inn. If any of you have a potential lead on information, some way to find out about the name or the people of the guild, I would look for
it. I don't have any way of tracking down information other than going to the guild and just asking random mages.
I'll leave that up to you guys.
Agaba is a warden of Greyhawk, right? Is that what Tom did?
Yes.
She might be able to know, but all I could do is send to her, and that's 9 words.
You could send for her and tell her that you need to meet her urgently.
I don't know what important to her, so I don't know if she would pull away for that.
Did you say she was going to be busy with weeks?
Yes.
Oh, that's not to bother her then.
I see it to your judgment, but I'm going to go to Gil.
I can ask around at some of the mercenaries. I might run into someone I know.
Let's go.
We're leaving now.
Okay.
Out the back, maybe?
Okay, the front door's unlocked. The back door was still locked.
Avoid that to be seen leaving the scene of a crime. But
I was also in the
track.
Just trying to retrace
myself.
Tommy, coming in. Coming in hot.
I'm off the presence.
Okay, back to you, Aaron.
That's a lot of
stuff. I warned you, it's coming in hot.
Flat on one side, I'm sure. Somebody coming with me to the guild?
Well, yeah, we'll deal with when you get outside those areas. I'm just trying to catch him up.
Oh, okay. I was going to
tell you. Really close.
How long does it take when you're dead?
Steps in the podcast decks or something at the time, but because people are not going to understand what's going on. I mean, we'll just do a synopsis at the end of the session.
Or, I'll do a synopsis.
Derek Henry and Lamar Jackson both took a splinter and they can't continue to play. Let me go back to
the. Is that one of the bleachers? No, man, it's one.
Yeah.
Derek Henry is like 36, so he was going to slow down eventually.
Almost rushed for 2,000 yards last
season.
Yeah, I bet that was tiring.
Are you sending more?
No, I'll deal with him now.
Oh.
You're good to go.
Okay.
Okay, hold on a second. I'll give you something a little bit more serious.
Okay,
let's
see. It was like
3 next week. That'll help.
Pretty perceptive.
I paid 19 points
in this
competition. Wow. Oh, okay.
There goes my splinter there.
Oh, just went off. I got a notification.
What do you have, Derek? Too funny.
He's here.
Open the cooler. I have, what, 20? I have about 10 receptions for 130 yards.
Oh, I did.
Took so much of my life.
You have
me in
the church.
I think I need to take a nap.
You can get Google Messages, and then you can open up Google Messages on your browser.
Yeah.
And then you can type that to your
device. Yeah, I might be able to do that. I don't know if I can. If I close Sirenscape, I think they'll silence.
That's what I do at work. It's like when I see a text message on my watch, then
but I might be able to have another window open. I think I could have another window open.
Text will be back if it's something like that. That way it's not like I'm playing on my phone at desk.
Okay.
Arden, thank you for this whole Derek Henry, by the way. He scored a touchdown, I was fighting.
That's Azuri.
Oh, that was on zero to him?
No, I just sent it to you.
Oh, okay.
But I misspelled his name terribly.
Oh.
Gotta know. You're just hanging out with your buddies for now, waiting.
Okay.
Alright. Party goes outside. Run out the back door because you don't want to be seen going out the front door, right?
Oh,
okay.
The cellar
door. Through the cellar. Back out the way you came. Got it. Did you lock the front door just out of curiosity? Did you clean up the blood? Anybody?
No, we're not right.
I'm just asking. I mean, that could be chaotic.
OCD kicks in.
Yeah, we break into houses, but we have to clean them afterwards.
It's like we're chaotic.
You have the tape. You have the staff. And the dagger.
Yes, I have a little bit.
And the whisk broom. And the saw. On your back. In your backpack.
Sure.
You don't have a bag of holding. Gotta get a bag of holding.
I would love to.
I know. It's not my fault you keep taking all this time before I go shopping. Okay?
I get your phone fascinated.
You go outside. You look up at the roof. You do not see Azuri.
Okay. He can handle himself.
You look around. You do see a murder of crows on the carriage house.
Azuri.
I'm going to whisper at the crows. Azuri.
Nope. That did not appear to be him. Okay. At that point, a hawk comes in. Does anybody have direction sense?
No.
from the okay, looking at the road, and the rubble is to your left. You're looking at the road down the carriage driveway. Up that way. Back toward the warehouse district. Okay. And a hawk comes flying in. Are you landing?
Yeah.
On the ground?
On the porch.
On the roof of the porch?
Sure.
Okay, so the hawk lands on the roof of the porch.
Is there a reason?
Sorry. You guys need to follow me right away.
Okay.
I know where the guy is.
You transformed back to the hawk, I presume?
No.
Okay, hawks don't speak.
Oh,
okay.
He goes, RAH!
Bird.
Even Jake thinks it's Azuri now. Success!
And then I...
Yes, you all know that Azuri can turn into a hawk. You know
what?
He points back the way he came. He points back the way he came. Oh, you knew that? You didn't know? It could have been a crow, yeah. Pretty sure that's it.
I think he's saying there's danger coming from that direction.
The Speak with the Animals has worn off as well.
He wants us to follow him.
So going as the crow flies, literally, would not be convenient. There is a large mound of rubble in the way.
And I'll fly to the, like, corner to go around the house.
Okay.
And, like, I guess just barely around the corner.
Okay. So he goes to the front of the house, toward the front of the house, and sees if you're going to follow him from the backyard toward the front. Okay. Anyone not following? Follow the crazy off. Okay. You go down the carriage place driveway toward the road. You're walking. There's no carriage waiting. You arrive at the front of the road. You're still leading. Okay. He's leading you back down the road toward the warehouse district.
Single file, yes.
Cook up.
Good old hands, too, probably. Should hold hands, too, probably.
Not allowed to do that.
Somebody is very insistent on being in front of me.
Okay.
We don't know where we're going or what we're walking into.
Azuri knows something.
Wish she could tell us.
Do you speak bird?
Obviously not.
Okay then.
Stro says, it's okay. He probably doesn't either.
Sounds like a bird.
Right. He's heading down the road toward back toward the warehouse district. Are you following?
Yep.
Not necessarily in single file. Okay, a carriage comes by, slows down as it's rolling by. It's going in the wrong direction, but it slows by as it's rolling. And the driver looks down and he says, need a lift?
Yeah.
Okay, he reins up the carriage.
Okay, give him...
Seat six. Where are we going?
See that hawk?
It's Kansas area. Yeah, okay.
Follow the bird.
One gold.
It'd be so funny if you're not the hawk.
I give him a gold piece. Oh, cool. I was
it'd be so funny if you're not the hawk.
Just following different hawks around town.
You just got like Dover or something.
Don't lose him. Just following a random bird now.
That would be amazing.
Okay. And so the carriage driver turns the carriage around. Now you're going down the road in the carriage. Who's like... Anyone want to ride up with the driver or keep an eye out the window or something to make sure that you're actually following the hawk?
I'll ride up the driver. It's about somebody observing. Thank you.
He pushes me out of the way.
Thank you.
Okay, go ahead.
Right, everybody else in the carriage. There are four in the carriage. Theon's up with the driver. Azuri is missing. He's following a hawk. Okay. Very shortly.
Sure hope this is Azuri.
Very shortly, the hawk lands on the front of a warehouse, on the front edge of the roof of a warehouse, and the carriage driver pulls up in front of the same warehouse and stops. So it's only about 3 to 4 blocks, 3.5 blocks away from the house. Not that far. Oh, what I like.
We're walking.
You need one goal for this?
I've got laughing.
He's getting weird.
Okay.
Oh, that wasn't hard.
It's going to be pretty hard to convey to them, but you should tell them why you're still a hawk.
Once we get there, I'll fly down and turn back.
Okay, so you fly down next to the carriage, turn back into Azura. Do you have any damage currently?
I have a bunch of damage. Actually.
Because you have no damage, you're not healed. Sorry.
I'm under half, actually.
Okay. Azura is now here. Yes, the hawk was Azura. Are you exiting the carriage?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right.
So,
they're looking at you expectantly.
While I was on the roof, crows, they were acting weird. I talked to the crows.
Told you he talked to birds.
Yeah. The driver rolls his eyes.
What are you doing here? So,
they paid me.
Oh.
Yeah, we overpaid.
Did you stay here?
You want me to go?
This could get violent.
It's your carriage.
I'm going. I'll see ya. You want me to come back around in an hour? Check on you?
Probably not.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good night, sir.
Add it to the tab. Anyways, so...
Here it is, right there.
The crows were acting weird. I talked to the crows. The crows said they were watching the place, really.
It's a terrible people call.
Then, a few minutes later, a wagon showed up. The crows went and talked to the wagon, the people in the wagon, really.
So the crows talk?
Well, I'm assuming they can talk to the crows. Crows don't speak English. They're common. Anyway, so, obviously... The wagon pulled away right after talking to the crows. I chased after it, and then a guy got out of the wagon here, started running off. I charmed him, and he was like, yeah, that guy you're looking for is in here, but there's 7 other people, so I can't just let you in and let him free. But he's going to come back to the door in about 2 minutes and let us in.
And to be clear, you're actually in front of the, like, a warehouse, 2 warehouses down. You didn't go in front of it because you had talked to him. You're about 2 hours away from the one you need. And he's going to let you in the back door of the warehouse.
So we should go get by the back door quickly.
Tell us this isn't Azuri.
Right? Anyone here?
And Tommy pulls off his face and it's Aaron. And there he goes. That would make me, and he's Dan.
Yeah.
Hey, why?
I thought a sniper on you this whole time.
And then Dan pulls his face off and it's Sherry. What?
Well, I've been seeing.
I'm a kindergartner.
Really awkward, guys.
I checked out. Then we were just
I'm just packing my tablet.
Oh, yeah. When a person pulls off their face in this room, I'm probably calling an ambulance or a police officer or something.
If you don't want to miss any of the story, Low Moon Origins, Uprising, or Outsiders, like and follow our podcast. Please share it with friends.
All right, so I'm going over to the warehouse.
Okay. So Azuri is leading you to the back door of the warehouse where his new contact is going to let you in to save DM the Red, the actual DM the Red.
I've got my bow drawn, bow made for string, ready to go.
Is there any way to determine this is a Zuri? I'm just saying it out loud now.
Quit being a psycho, man.
A healthy amount of paranoia is acceptable.
The flight of crows soars by going down the street.
There's another Zuri flying around that already knows the guy that we're looking for DM that can also turn into a hawk. They knew exactly where you guys were at.
For all we know, the DM guy is a shape changer.
Sure, yeah. Anyways, he's in this warehouse.
So. Just go in.
I'll go in first, if that makes you feel better.
Oh, they know you.
They don't know me. Just the guy at Charm knows me.
I could make our own opening. I really want to use this whole bunch of people. All right. It's a common theme. Of
you've owned it session. For like a year and a half and never used it. Today, I've
used it.
Yeah, he's okay. Used it a couple times.
Well, I've already got an entrance coordinated.
I have a 5-second conversation that's now taking about 5 minutes. Can we please go in the back of the warehouse? This is why we're not getting trading and shopping, because we keep getting distracted.
Because we're getting assassinated.
All right. Well, we're so get assassinated. Bye, Lance. You're going to the back door.
We're going to the back door.
Getting out the salamander skin book.
Okay.
Okay. And the big dogs now.
All right. So when you arrive at the back door of the warehouse, you see a man standing outside the door, a single guard.
I knew it was
true. Back door?
Give your description, Tommy.
Human, wirely, but not super wiry. So what, like average build? Carrying dagger, short sword, crossbow, looks creepy assassin-like. Lean and long limb. Dark hair falls in messy waves, tied back, strip of leather. Gray eyes, it's like creepy, unblinking predator stare. It has some muted earth tones. Well kept, but practical.
Stop reading.
Who wrote this?
Stop reading.
ChatGPT-5.
So, he was pretty quietly. And he goes, sorry, just don't hurry.
All right.
Wait a minute. Who's this guy? Try not to get stabbed in the back.
This is the guy I was telling you about. Old friend of mine.
These your friends?
Yep.
You guys trying to get stabbed in the back either. Really sucks.
Okay, you going first.
That's how you get stabbed in the back.
Oh, no, they know.
Yeah, but I don't know his friends.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
Azuri goes behind me. I can only trust him.
It's fine. You go first, and then Azuri goes on.
Then it should be.
Right. Strokes is. I'll go last. Not really my thing.
Try to step back.
Now there's no one behind you.
I'll follow behind Stro.
Better not. I think she probably... the best mission for herself. Pretty good defense mechanism.
I'll let him in.
Okay. So you left the door unbarred. It's just sitting shut. Well, two, basically. You open it. You're entering a back, it looks like a storage area for the warehouse. So it's not whatever normally is stored in the warehouse, but it's a, there's an old desk back here and some chairs and a pile of lanterns, all of which look in disrepair, like broken or bent or whatever like that. And then there's an archway immediately in front of you. The archway has a portcullis, so it can be closed, but the portcullis is currently open. Also, to the far right in the corner in that room is a spiral staircase that leads both up and down. Okay. The light in the building is coming from straight ahead through the archway, and you know that's where they're at. He's being held off the main room in a lower area, like a basement or a food cellar kind of area, which only has one stairway down into it. That way they knew if he got loose, he wouldn't be able to escape, that kind of thing. And they should be pretty relaxed. Like, they're not expecting trouble at this point, as long as you're having... You delayed outside the back door for a few minutes when you went to go let him in. So you've been out there more like 4 or 5 minutes now, so there's the small chance that somebody would get suspicious, but probably not.
It's not.
Okay. All right, so you lead them in. Azuri goes second. Stro is last. Xavier's in front of Stro. Are you after Azuri? Okay, and then Brunson. That would be three people in front of you. Do you want him in front of you as well? Do you want to be fourth or fifth?
Fifth.
Okay, so Jake goes next, then Brunson, then Xavier.
Oh, yeah, I'm definitely not Jake.
Well, you'd have
the
crazy-eyed assassin, Azuri, and Theon in front of you anyway. So.
If this turns into a confrontation, I'll try not to hurt anyone too badly, but...
Okay, that would be really good.
Yeah. Oh, no. These guys are dirt. You have no loyalty to them whatsoever.
Oh, it's fine. I'll sign them back for you. At least one or two.
Okay, that makes me feel better.
What's your name?
Caleb. Hmm? Caleb. What's
your name?
Woman's name. Pardon the elf.
Yeah, you had a dad when you were like, he left home when you were like 3 or 4. He gave you the name Caleb so that you would grow up strong. You met him last year in a bar.
You
and him went down in a pile of blood.
I don't mean to dog on your friend here, but I may look like a woman, or I may have the name of a woman, but you look like a woman.
Rehearse
that one.
No. You guys are one room away from the guys who are not suspecting it. As soon as there's not much conversation, I actually think there's a lot of hushed tones.
So
don't let him all elsewhere this way.
Real quick.
That's why they get zapped in the back.
Where's the guy being held captive?
This way.
Is he in with the rest of us?
No, he's this way.
They're in the main room. He's to the right at a lower level.
They're in the main room. He's to the right on the lower level.
So just fireball a whole lot of them?
That might work. Of course, there's a lot of flammable stuff. Warehouse.
There is some wild fire hazards in the area. What
do I know of flame strike?
What about it?
Like area of effect. It's
a big
thing on
fire. Big square. Oh, yeah, very much so.
He's down below, so we have to go down.
Structural damage and very, very hot. So everything will catch on fire. Even somewhat inflammable things.
What's the area of effect?
I can run down, grab him, and come back up.
Probably,
I'm
guessing, the 30 by 30.
Oh, wow.
I don't think I make decisions around here.
Well, I'm bigger than a
sorry to make decisions around here.
Fireball size, but square. A little bit bigger than a fireball.
Oh, wow.
Fireball the room. I'll run downstairs. Grab the guy and come back up.
It's
been a week since I used my.
He's in the bowl, we're like.
Just about.
Gotta be getting close. Roll even odd. BBS, odd no. Tomorrow. During training.
Oh, training sesh!
Look what I can do.
That way, if you need a break, like the guy starts to harp on you or something, you need a break, he's time stop. Pull his pants down.
Taking a click movement, pause it, smacks him across the baseline.
Okay.
So. Yeah, I guess I could nuke him.
Just tell me what you're doing. The distance between where you are currently standing and talking at length in hushed tones is about 40 feet through an open doorway. So, sure, they haven't heard anything.
Okay, I'm using the salamander skin book. I'm activating book to do the fireball.
Okay.
I'm counting. All
right.
Why not?
So fireballing the front room.
Okay. Hopefully our friend's on. All
right. At that point in time... And I after the fireball hits, people are going to charge in and mop up fires and something like that. Is that the idea?
I mean, bow fire might be all
up to 80% mortality roll.
80%.
One thing I just want to know,
I don't need to know anything.
Casting the spell out of the salamander skin book, is it like activating a magic item, or do I have to actually cast the spell, like casting the item almost?
It's activating a magic item, but it would be
still
3 seconds.
But I can't be interrupted, right?
Unless something pretty extreme. Obviously, if somebody stopped you from speaking, somebody knocked the book out of your hands.
I'm talking about like normal spell casting.
No, not like that.
Interruption. I'll like take any damage.
No.
Okay. I'll stand next to him as he's about to cast with my bow to try and stop anyone that would charge him.
Even if they come to the door now, they wouldn't stop him.
Sure, but I mean, they may escape the fireball range and then be melee with our magic.
Thank you.
I stand on the opposite side of the way the dance
to start to charge. I'm going to shoot a one.
Thank you, personally. Sir.
You're away from the party for more than a few seconds at this point.
Hey,
you're
we've
really
got. Obviously, we have shape shifting assassins.
Sure. That's reasonable.
Can I give you the full description of that book?
It just happened.
Ron, did I give you the full description of that book?
You said that there's 3 spells in it: Fireball, Wall of Fire, Flame Strike.
Okay.
That's it. But you said I could not have the experience before because I have to cast a spell on or something.
Okay. There's some kind of weird thing that I had to look up. I can't remember what.
You cast Fireball.
What's it called again?
Yeah, awesome.
Book Salamander Skin.
Salamander Skin Book. That's all I got.
I think it had a name.
Somebody want to reference the Google Docs that Aaron sent us?
I have it. Thank you. Scorched Tome, bound in what looks to be salamander hide, has a latch with no lock. Codex of the Fallen Flame.
There you go.
Metal. Codex of the Fallen Flame. Well, yeah, the little funny twist is you fireball them, it also fireballs us.
Nice. Well, I didn't with that. You're just going to disruption.
Yeah, it's got a special feature that, like, how many other people die in the fireball when you cast it? That's how many times you get fireballed.
Nice.
It does have a little something, but it's nothing that extreme, for sure.
Says, then you see
him
come back. You're like, oh no!
The fireballs
catch
it! Catch it!
Stop it! Stop it! Stop it!
The fireballs explode, and then you kill 10 things, so then 10 fireballs. Do like fireworks.
Or, like,
him and me. Where is it at?
Aim a fireball, right? And so a fireball goes out, and then one for
search
every
fallen plane.
5 feet
whatever you're
in between you goes off.
You got a PDF?
There's a. One of the skills in Diablo 4 for sorcerers is fireball. You get a staff that instead of fireball going out and hitting them where you attack,
it came out of the horde, right?
It bounces three times while it travels and explodes at each bounce. So you can hit everything in between too. It's pretty cool.
So it's like one of the weird random items that was just kind of hiding.
And there's another item that lets you catch two fireballs at the same time. So you're like, it's really fun.
Remember this effect, whatever it is, doesn't take place immediately anyway. Like, worst case scenario, I'll just put it aside and look it up later. It doesn't affect me. It's just number of castings. Okay. Rolling for surprise. They are very likely surprised because even with all the hush talking. Okay. So saving throws. Ron, roll a d12.
12?
Yep.
12.
Nice. Okay.
Does that mean I hit all 12 of them?
There's only 7 of them.
Oh, nice. I even got 5 of their buddies that were there.
5 of their hypothetical buddies.
Somehow it's starting to look like I should have started Joe Burrow.
Who's your other?
Josh Allen.
Okay, so what happens is a small pea rockets into the room and it blows up the whole room. Everything is lost in fire from your perspective, anyway. And then the building, piles of stuff that were stored in the warehouse, the table, just like everywhere is ablaze. It looks, at least at first glance, anyway, as if all of them were killed when it went off. So you know that the guy that they came to rescue is actually to the right and below the floor level in the like sub basement, lower level. As nice as you are, you're not necessarily feeling heroic enough to run in amongst this blazing fire and try to rescue him, but you also know that there's no other way out of the basement, so.
He's that way through the fire.
I start trying to put out
fire. Said he was that way through there.
It's just not one fire, it's like about 150 fires.
Okay.
It's every crate, every chair, the table, the stairs, the rafters.
Start going through and to rescue the guy.
I don't want to burn my hair.
You should be pretty safe from like the initial contact because of your armor. What's the roll of
you
doing?
I'm running
for
you as well.
Okay, as our raise with you as well. You're very safe then.
Nine.
Okay. Okay. Do Jake doesn't have fire protection, correct? And Theon does not.
I do have the sword.
I mean, you definitely took out the 7 guys, which were moderately dangerous.
I just hope one of them wasn't Agabah, who's undercover.
Yeah. I mean, they all had poison. They were moderately tough.
The sword is in defense.
So what was your D20 roll? I'm sorry. Okay. So you find your way to the stairs. However, the stairs that lead into the sub-basement are wood and on fire. The rail around it is on fire as well. You not see him. Like, it goes down. There's a rectangular area, and then there's an area off to the left. Once you get down onto the concrete floor, the stone, dirt floor, whatever it is down there, you should be pretty safe. Getting back up might be a problem because the stairs are on fire. If you go quickly, it might be a problem. And Azuri is right with you.
Okay.
Theon, you see the two of them gathering at the top of the stairs, and you're right behind them as well.
I lost all my fire protection, so I stay away.
Okay, yeah, you've had enough volcanoes experiences. The air in the outer chamber where everyone else is gathered is becoming super heated. So, and there's smoke, eyes are stinging, that kind of thing. Drop a what? Sure. Yeah. After you didn't carry it in here.
Why didn't you guys talk me out of this?
I mean, I don't know. The saving throws versus poison were probably worth the trade-off.
Burning down half of the city after the fires raged.
Should be just one warehouse.
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Ask Chicago that.
Yeah. You can get him and get out of here so you don't have to take credit.
Yeah.
Caleb did warn you.
He said what? Brother. In a warehouse? In the city?
Well, I didn't think it. I thought it was going to hit a part of the warehouse, not the entire thing.
Fireball on doors.
It did seem pretty large.
Yeah, it's a very large warehouse.
Maybe it's an extra large fireball.
It might have been a little larger than you expected.
Do I know how many dice it was?
14.
Wow.
Because you would normally roll that, so I gave you that. All right. So Jake's charging down the stairs. Okay, 1 in 8 chance stairs give way on the way down. Nope, they hold.
Okay.
Zuri's charging down after him.
9.
Okay. Stairs hold for you. Theon, I'm not going to make you roll. You don't weigh enough. All right. The three of you arrive at the bottom of the steps. Looking to the left, you see a chamber. It's 10 by 20. It's stone walls. In the back is a man manacled to the wall. His hands and his feet are manacled to the wall. And then his mouth is gagged and he has something tied, like a scarf tied around his eyes as well, so he can't see.
Okay, Theon will go to work on the manacles.
Okay.
His gag and his spine bolts.
Yeah, so they are locked, not welded, which is good for you. You can directly get them off. Your move is blindfolded. His eyes look like he's really relieved. He can't speak because his mouth's gagged.
Ooh.
DM the red.
Oh, I thought you said deer move.
That'd be a twist.
Deer move?
Gag next.
Okay.
Are you DM the red?
DM? Are you my rescuers?
Seems that way.
The woman that spoke in my head?
That was our mage, yes.
Yeah, he's here too.
Oh, sorry. Maybe I was just hopeful it was a female.
Yeah.
No, let him burn.
You'll find he's quite enchanting. Laughing.
Is the whole warehouse burning?
Yes.
Get these manacles off me and I'll get us out of here.
Work in progress.
I look at the wall. And I break them off.
So they run behind a beam that runs floor to ceiling. You're probably strong enough to break the chains.
Okay.
By now he's probably already opened one, which means you probably would only have to get them completely off of him. You would still have 3 locks that need to be opened. He could theoretically carry one of the sets with him. Carrying both would get to be a lot.
Okay. I will. If it's not going to disrupt him, I'll try to break.
I'll grab the other side and help him.
All right. So the two of you are going to work together to try to break one of the chains, and you're going to open the other lock.
Yep.
All right. So he's now got 2 locks open. Both you can roll Ben Barslip gates.
That's the percentile.
Yep.
82.
You want low. Ryan's percentage chance is 0. Guess Ryan's strength is 7.
Ryan's a little good. That's what he dresses.
Only on weekends.
18-100 strength. I don't know what that
means. Only days I ended line.
I'm sorry, what did you roll?
I rolled a 69.
And what did you roll?
82.
20 strength.
Okay, 60. You strain at it. They appear to be pretty well crafted. The chains do not give way, even though both of you are pulling with all your strength, which is to say a lot. I mean, they're taking a lot of abuse. Okay. Dion's moving on to the third lock, I presume, at this point.
It's easier to just take his hands.
Okay, roll percentile dice.
I'm going to whack it with my mace. Ah.
11.
No base? Okay. Third lock is open. One to go. The stairs collapse. A gout of steam and smoke rises from the basement as something heavy collapsed into the basement. Your 3 friends are still down there. Haven't heard anything if they found him yet or not.
Guys!
On a stone grid?
You can. Yeah, it's up to 2,000 gold pieces, up to 200 pounds per 2 levels above the level you began casting it at. So is it 4th level?
Second level
spell. So that would be, you should be able to do 3 additional people. You plus 3.
I have folding
indoors.
In a burning building. I mean, I can folding out.
He also said get him out and he would get you out of here, so he may have a means well, but he's not talking about that at the moment.
Well, he should be free now, right?
Okay. You open the last lock.
Yeah.
He is free from the wall. He stands up. He's rubbing his hands. He looks at the stairs.
Incinerate. Just Palpatine
like finger of death.
He says,
Incinerate me.
How dare you set this warehouse on fire?
This is my only interest.
He says, shall I get us out of here? Did you come alone? Are there others?
We have allies. A couple of allies at the entrance.
At this rate, Stro is moving back out of the building, and she's taking Jake's pack with her. Her bag.
I was trying. Guys, are you alive?
We're here.
You can hear him. It's faint, but you can hear. You hear Jake yell, "We're here.
We've got DM.
Dion's almost got the last lock. Oh, I think he got the last lock."
Okay. Join together, please.
It looks like we're leaving.
I'll try to get you out.
DM's got it.
Please tell me you have a controlled method of travel.
Of course.
It's probability travel.
100%.
Oh, no. Or we just give you a DM one or the other.
He's having us hold hands.
No. Dan, if there's probability travel, we are rolling up a newspaper and booping.
Nope. You need the players, Dan. It's in the players.
Move the players. Send that players.
There goes a shopping sesh. Oh, wait, I'm here. I can shop.
I mean, we'll get where we're going. It's going to take a little
bit. We'll probably travel between planes.
No.
Yeah. It can go between planes.
Only if we get stuck.
No, probably the travel can go between planes.
If we get stuck. If we don't get stuck, we'll end up where he wants to go. We just have to not get stuck.
Okay. So he reaches out and touches the two people on either side of them. We'll say it's Theon and Azuri. Both of you touch Jake. And then he utters a single word. And with a brief flash of energy and a crackling sound like ice breaking, you arrive in the street outside of the office.
I said probably to travel. You're in an alternate reality.
The rest of the party, I assume, is leaving the warehouse so as not to get burnt alive.
Yeah, sure. Okay.
All right, so you picked up a friend for a month or so at least.
So as we're running out, he'll go and just like poke the back of Brunson's back, like with his hand, like he's holding, like he's stabbing him in the back, but he doesn't have anything.
Okay.
Gotcha! He goes like,
okay, I probably scream or something. And probably a magic missile.
That's up to you. I mean, turn on luck and realize he doesn't have a weapon out, so it's up to you. You can match missile.
Wisdom?
No,
I'm good. I'll not match missile. With the quick match missile.
Okay. All right. So you escape the warehouse. Are you going to try to take a carriage?
Carriage left.
Yeah, we have to get another one, obviously.
I think we're running at this point.
Okay, get out of the area as quickly as possible.
It's called fleeing the scene of the crime.
I think we should just run.
Let's get the heat down to safety.
So the complete issue is not necessarily resolved, but you have managed to save DM Loret. Do you give him his cape and staff?
Yep, I know.
He does not ask about the saw, the whisk and broom, or the dagger.
But he won't forget that.
I mean, he probably doesn't know you have them, but you know you did. You could see the staff.
He
does wear a red robe, red shoes, and now a red cape. He does not have a hat. And you notice he has a very small, about the size of a baseball, bald spot on the top of his head.
Well, yeah, his hat was with wavy. The little red object that was laying in the blood.
Does he look like
Jerry? Did you mention something to him about it at some point?
I didn't see it.
Okay. So, probably Azuri's the only one who knows where his hat is. He would like to have his hat back, but he doesn't know what happened to it.
If anyone went out.
I mean, at some point in time, you'll say he misses his hat because he has no hat.
You're the only one that's on
it. It's gold.
Wow, looks like you really need a hat.
Yeah, I missed my hat. I must have lost it during the attack.
Man, if only someone saw what happened to your hat.
Oh. What color is it?
Red. It's red.
So
GM the Reds hat.
It's green.
It's green. Now we're playing Hot Spot.
He does. He looks a little bit more like Jeremy than the face, than the first GM the Reds.
He looks like my brother. GM the Reds, but everything's green.
Yeah. Really?
He thinks he's GM the Gray.
I'm more
Wait. Are you... Jake McAllister, like from the song?
Yes.
I think we might be related.
I had this conversation before.
I was with a fake, pretty sure.
We can talk about that next time. So basically what happened was, he already told you what happened, but what happened was, while he was on the roof, this is for our listeners, while he was on the roof, a wagon pulled up on the road some 100 yards away or whatever.
You don't need this now.
Oh, I'll probably need it. You never know when I'm going to throw him into trouble.
He's some gnarly stuff.
Yeah. Anyway, so he saw the wagon, and then some of the crows broke off and flew toward the wagon, and then he flew toward the wagon, and then the wagon turned around and went back. Well, by the time he got to the wagon had stopped in front of the warehouse, and Kalik had
Caliph.
Is it Caliph?
Caliph.
He had gotten out. I forgot the name. Anyway, the ending of it. Then the had gotten out of the wagon, was getting ready to go in the warehouse. Azuri flew up and immediately charmed him. Which I realize we were a little bit lenient with you on that, because you couldn't have talked to him to do all that negotiating unless you turned back into yourself.
That's true.
So we were very gentle with that. Anyway, so
I don't know what this is, but I suddenly really like birds.
I would die for this man.
I would die for this bird.
Me and this hawk go way back.
Alright. Anyway, so
Sorry, I mean, it didn't affect anything. I could have
looked back. No, the story was good. It's fine. It's very entertaining. And so then he agreed to let you guys in to rescue Diem the Red. Meanwhile, Zuri came back, got you guys, and so on. The crows continued to watch you, did not leave, really ever. In fact, when you guys were running off after the whole warehouse is literally like, the warehouse is burning down, like it's going to be a pile of ash, and you did see the crows watching as you were running away.
The crows are watching the woman's murder. That's us.
Lady.
The lady's murder. Yeah.
Yep.
Why would they go and tell the...
Why are we her murder?
Because...
Murder to crows means family, friend, or guild.
It means a group of crows. Yeah, it's gathering of crows.
A family or a group of crows.
Yeah. So you're her family or her guild or party.
This is the first time we've ever seen that.
It is not, actually, if you think back.
We've seen a lot of crows.
And that will also tell you something else if you think back far enough.
I've realized we've seen crows a lot, but I just didn't really connect them.
So the crows were involved when you chased down the mind flayer. That's true, or the Laflay. He was involved there after he stole the puzzle pieces. What's that? Ray. And then there were a few other times, the last time you were in Greyhawk, that the crows seemed to be watching you. You saw them on a number of occasions.
So anyways, Arden, we need a way to prove that this is the real, like the one I was talking to, not just an elaborate scheme, like he fled from the inn, came back here, quickly got manacled up to the wall to play the part of Diem the Red again.
Yeah,
we need to get you out of this city.
Because
the paranoia is ever present here. Yeah.
It's real. The other, he does look a little different, but he could have potentially done that by magic or disguise, so that doesn't really say anything. He looks a little bit more like Diarmuid than the disguise
guy. In fact, it's for him not to, so it obviously did.
It just adds some paranoia.
There's definitely
he has a makeup kit.
There's got to be a side effect of having a city where you
look exactly the same, because that's where you
find everything you need. Well, that was entertaining.
So
no shopping yet. What?
So training montage.
Maybe, because if you don't get arrested for arson, then yeah.
There's no way we could have been seen fleeing us. illuminated by the raging house fire.
He was going to come back and be your lawyer for the trial.
I was not fleeing. I was getting the he damsel.
You're so funny.
Not fleeing. I was absconding.
So like, you guys are in court and you're all standing there.
I don't know the meaning of
I'm stone drifting out of here.
You guys are all standing there manacled.
It's a great spell.
Who the will only, represent the these criminals?
Thing about it is a little chaotic
because
the direction.
I will.
Otherwise, it's a great second level spell. It's hard to come up with something that good.
We wait for our trial, and finally the trial
is pretty good.
Caleb is our representation. He's also practicing lawyer.
Well, Stone Drift is also very short.
And he's up there, and he's like about to give his first defense of a charm
power
level.
Well, it's a combat. It's not a transportation.
Yes.
And it's not that short. I mean, it's 10 feet per level.
It's
after birds! It would take you out of the building. Although, remember that it is, you travel along a stone surface. It can be the ground, if it's stone ground, or it can be a stone wall. Right? So if you do a stone wall, then you have less possibilities as far as the direction.
You wind up at the end of the
fire speed.
And it's supposed to fire speed.
If you want, you can still drift away and then cut shots.
That's true. That would be huge for you.
That is true.
Although, it does have a visual effect. Like, you go into the stone, and then there's a light that moves to where you pop out at. So, their eye would be drawn to...
Fashioning it.
Yeah, but if you test that out of the reach.
No, right. And especially if there's already a combat rolling or something.
How far does the soldier go?
When I finish this...
10 feet per level.
Oh, that's 70 feet. That's huge.
70 or 80 feet. Yeah.
When I finish this archer training, is it one proficiency to improve my call shot?
For sure it's
each, yeah, each step.
Yeah.
So what's after minus 5, minus 3?
Stay tuned for more Lomunian adventures.